Have you heard of the Great Reset? It is hiding in plain sight.
So it will be important to understand that if Biden and Harris get in to our presidency, then everything will go supersonic speed towards this globalism, towards this Great Reset.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan begins a two-part series on what the World Economic Forum calls the Great Reset. Does this have a biblical tie to what the Bible predicts for the last days? Jan's guests include Pastor Brandon Holdhouse and Pastor Billy Crone. Here is today's programming.
We need to prepare as believers for what's coming, because a presidency of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will usher in the Great Reset. Not that they are doing it specifically, but they will allow it to happen to the United States, because these globalists, these international bankers, these leaders from around the world are wanting to do what they call a Great Reset. The term Great Reset comes from the World Economic Forum. And through what they want to do, they want to bring in global imperial communalism. I'll explain that later, what that means. Basically, it's a global government, a global currency, and not a currency that's going to deal with coins or cash, but a digital global currency. And they want to usher in what we would call the old phrase, a new world order.
So glad you could join me for Understanding the Times Radio. Wherever I travel, at least online, I am reading about the Great Reset. In fact, it's hiding in plain sight. This may be the biggest change agent in modern history, possibly in all of history, and it's the work of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. It's the blueprint for the New World Order, to be blunt, for one world government, which, of course, the Bible outlines in Revelation 13. And it is the agency that I believe will install the Antichrist. For the Christian, the Great Reset is the rapture of the church. The World Economic Forum plan is of Satan, a last days debacle that the unbelieving world is deceived into believing is the answer to everything. And what has stalled their agenda kind of gets down to one man, Donald J. Trump. And that's why such elaborate plans were installed to get rid of him here in the 2020 election. Now, those of us who say things like this are called conspiracy theorists. I hope in the next 2 weeks on Understanding the Times Radio, we'll debunk any conspiracy theories. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a short clip here produced by CBN News, and then I'm going to bring on my two guests, and they include Pastor Brandon Holdhouse, we'll give contact info a little bit later, and Pastor Billy Crone. We're going to talk about this topic for a couple of weeks. I'm going to play a lot of clips to help you better understand what on earth is happening in this World Economic Forum and this Great Reset.
Here's a video of your future. If some people at the World Economic Forum get their way, they say you'll own nothing and be happy about it. Energy will be green, rationed, and expensive. And travel will be restricted. Even your diet will be controlled. And currency will be digital. This left-wing dystopian dream is called the Great Reset. And you're supposed to be excited about it.
The Great Reset has been labeled a conspiracy theory, and even sounds like a conspiracy theory. But everything we know about it comes from the global elites themselves, who have been quite open about it.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a well-documented movement among many of the world's most powerful people.
Justin Haskins is a leading authority on the Great Reset.
Fundamentally, this is a radical and complete transformation of everything that we do in our society. To control people's behaviors, to control businesses, and to move society in the direction that you want to move it, it will change the way businesses are evaluated. It'll coerce businesses to pursue left-wing causes.
The Great Reset was unveiled at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where many of the world's most powerful people go to offer solutions to the world's problems. And the World Economic Forum sees the coronavirus pandemic as a historic opportunity to change the way the world operates.
Right now we're facing a crisis of international proportion. It's going to have long-term impact for us.
Their solution is essentially global socialism. Think of the Green New Deal combined with the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions, and throw in something called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, in which technology is supposed to radically change the way we live and work. Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum.
What the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
It has the support not only of world leaders, but of global corporations like MasterCard and BP, brought to you by people who think they know what's best for you.
By giving the elites, the technocrats in society, the most educated people, the ability to manipulate society, pull the levers in society, and manage and manipulate society so that it's, in their minds, perfect.
But a Trump re-election would blow a massive hole in the Great Reset. 1 week before the election, Italian Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano wrote an open letter to the president, warning him that the Great Reset is inhuman, faceless tyranny that seeks to subdue all of humanity, and that President Trump and the United States are the wall against the deep state, the final assault of the children of darkness.
Over the past 4 years, Donald Trump has been the single greatest roadblock for people who are pushing this internationalist, globalist sort of agenda.
The elites at Davos are now counting on a Biden victory for their Great Reset to go forward. The World Economic Forum and the Biden campaign even share the same slogan, Build Back Better.
To build back better.
It's also a phrase you've heard being used by Justin Trudeau, by the Pope, by the Prince of Wales, and by leaders around the world.
English journalist and author James Dellingpole.
You'd be amazed by how many world leaders are on board with this globalist plan, even people that claim to be conservative. This is worse than Nazism. This is worse than communism. This is worse than fascism. These guys are planning on taking over the whole world.
We'll hear more about the Great Reset when the World Economic Forum meets again in January. And whether he's in the White House or not, Donald Trump is expected to be a force, which could remain a problem for the hopeful backers of the Great Reset.
I hope that clarified a little bit for some of you who may not even be familiar with this phenomenon. I want to bring on air now my two guests, Pastor Brandon Holthouse. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Jan, for having me again.
And Pastor Billy Crone, glad you can be with me.
Thank you, Jan. It's always great to be on.
Billy Crone, the world and the World Economic Forum needed a crisis, and in early 2020, it arrived. A virus from which, quite frankly, 99% people survive. Nonetheless, it is painted anyway as a earth-shaking crisis. Not only that, but Donald J. Trump needed to be removed from the scene, and, Pastor Crone, a climate of fear had to be installed. All of these things very successful.
Yeah, Jan, it's an old plan that they've been working on for quite some time. In fact, that's been their methodology at this stage of human history. And that is, you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. In fact, we've even seen in the media where they say, hey, don't let this, quote, good crisis go to waste, meaning COVID. The way they do that is because they know human nature. Unfortunately, we are more apt to surrender our freedoms in a time of fear than a time of peace. So what do? You have to drum up fear. What you do is you create a problem, and that problem will generate a reaction. From that reaction, you give the solution. But it's all been smoke and mirrors. You planned the whole thing. You've been manipulated. And that's what they freely admit, that this COVID-19 was a manufactured crisis to create not just a problem, but an overnight global problem so you could get a global reaction, i.e. constant fear, and then voila, they seemingly, over the weekend apparently, come up with a solution. But that's the lie. This is a long-term planned solution that they want to bring in what the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago.
Brandon, this climate of fear, you can't leave your home, you've got to be locked down. Businesses are shuttered shut all around the world, not just in New York and Los Angeles, but all around the world. A dependency on government being formed, friends and neighbors turning people in. Give me a break. Your thoughts?
I think this is what we call the psychological operation of all of this. They're very good at manipulating. And because of this psychological operation, they're working on people's minds through fear, as Billy said. And if you work through that operation of fear, you can get pretty much anyone to do anything. Because they're more afraid of losing their life, losing their health, losing their kids' health, or grandma or grandpa. That has been an unusual fear that people are like, I'll do anything to save a life. Unfortunately, it was drummed up. It's a lot of the lies that they've perpetrated. But if people don't have facts and evidence, they don't know how to stand against that. And that's been the problem in this psychological operation is they have hid the facts and evidence. You really have to dig to get the information that's accurate. They said, don't wear a mask. Then they say, wear a mask. Well, what is it? What works? So it left people confused. That's part of the psychological manipulation, and they were very good at it.
As I perceive it, a totalitarian system, at least in their mind, has to be conjured up here to fix this. I'm speaking of they, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, the global elite, let's just call them that, the global elite. The thoughts of a totalitarian system have been around since Babel, but we had a meeting, Event 201, in October of 2019, over a year ago now, which seemed to have put into practice the ideas we're talking about. Am I right there? That's sort of the modern-day time period that launched this?
Absolutely. Event 201, you can find that information on the internet.
Yeah.
So they war-gamed this pandemic, and I'll call it plandemic, in New York with Bill Gates and John Hopkins and some other global elites, people even from our Pentagon, war-gamed how this pandemic would go about and what they would plan on doing to get control of things. They even came up with the term dark winter that Joe Biden used.
That's right.
All of that was planned. Now, if you point to that and you say, look, here's where they said it. Here's what they planned. They gave out stuffed animal coronaviruses.
They did. Do you have to see this? Folks, if you watch our video version of the radio program, we'll put pictures in. It'll show you the October 2019 meeting. They were handing out stuffed animals and stuffed coronavirus. Is that what it was, Brandon?
Yeah, it was. It was a coronavirus stuffed animal. They planned this. They knew what they were doing. We have all these signs that went down before it was introduced into the society. All of a sudden, in Europe, hydroxychloroquine disappears off the shelf. You have all these other weird things happening that signal to us that they knew what they were doing and when they would introduce it. We have the other issue of when Trump went to Davos, he turned them down. They offered the same thing they offered other world leaders. Be part of this and we'll help you. Trump did a speech at Davos, said America first, not globalism, not socialism, and he got on a plane and left. At that point, they knew they had a problem with him and they went after him.
Yeah. Billy Crone, the globalist elites promise the usual things, peace, prosperity for all. Just give them the power, your freedom, your money. So the Great Reset is a new social contract that ties every person to it through, yes, their plans include an electronic ID linked to your bank account, your health records, a social credit ID that will end up dictating every facet of your life. And as explained in one report, innocuous terms such as sustainable development have taken careful steps to conceal their true identity. It's about getting rid of capitalism and free enterprise, and it's obviously protecting the wealth of the global elites. I say, Billy Crone, the Great Reset is the tribulation. Would I be far-fetched in saying that?
Oh, not at all, Jan. In fact, it's just terminology, and I'm fully convinced that what we're seeing is they can call it the Great Reset all they want. Really, the biblical term for it is the Antichrist kingdom.
That's right.
That will arise in the seven-year tribulation. You compare the scripture to the goals of what these people want, and there's three elements to the Great Reset, and they pitch it as a utopia. And that's what the Antichrist does, right? Revelation 6, verse 1, he comes in on the white horse, and he can do what nobody else can do and bring peace to the whole planet. Well, that's what they say. Listen to us, allow us to do this Great Reset, and we're going to usher in this utopia for mankind. The first leg of it is they want wealth redistribution, and that's another reason why America has to come down.
That's right.
And they want to do that through taxation, global tax, what's also called a universal basic income that they're pitching for. And of course, you do that on a global basis by getting rid of cash, going to cashless, and tying it to the person. But that's just the first leg, that we're all going to be treated, quote, equally, and there's not going to be any of these wealthy and then poor people. We're just going to distribute to everybody. That's lie number one. The second thing that they want to do is they know better than us how to live, and they literally want to dictate every aspect of your life, not just your economic status. This is nothing new. If people are familiar how long this has been going on, you have this going on ever since the aspect of Agenda 21. Of course, Agenda 21, they want to dictate, I'll just give you a couple things, whether or not you can have livestock, whether or not you can plow the soil, whether or not you can build a fence. They'll be the ones in control of the food supply. They'll be controlling the fossil fuels. They don't want you to live in a big home. They want to put you in one of these mini houses. You can't have paved roads and railroads, and they're going to be in charge of the technology, and on and on and on it goes. This is nothing new. This is what they want to do because they believe, as the elite, they are the ones who can tell you what to do. You're sitting there going like, I'm not going to do that. How are you going to do that? Well, they're going to micromanage the planet with stage three. It's not just controlling, Jan, what they want to do. The one world economy is what they're wanting to create, and a one world government to dictate people's lives on a minute detail. They admit that they want to bring in what's called, with this so-called Great Reset, is the fourth industrial revolution. And that's a fancy word for saying we want to tie every individual on the planet in a way to merge man with machine with artificial intelligence, and that we will dictate every aspect of your life. You can't escape the system.
And that's your specialty. We can talk about that a little bit later. I want Pastor J.D. Farag to weigh in here. It's just a short one-minute clip.
What I want to talk about is what I'm going to call the great setup. It's the great setup that is leading to the great reset, which we've talked about on many occasions prior, namely from WEF, the World Economic Forum, the great reset, which is actually a misnomer. It's not really a reset. It's a transition and transformation to set up a global economy. And everything now is being set up for that. Bible prophecy tells us that this global economy will be controlled by none other than the Antichrist during the seven-year tribulation. However, in order for a new global economy to be established, there first has to be a controlled demolition of the current economy. And I'll explain what I mean by that. I truly believe that COVID-19 is the explosive being set up to take down the current economy vis-a-vis a hyperinflationary trigger.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Southern California, Pastor Brandon Holthouse. You can learn more at rockharborchurch.net. He's pastor of Rock Harbor Church in Bakersfield, California. And I also have on the line from Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Crone, who pastors Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. We are discussing, as you've probably concluded by now, the Great Reset. It would appear that Mr. Biden is fully on board with the Great Reset. As we've already referred, the Biden presidential campaign chose as its official campaign slogan the seemingly innocuous phrase, Build Back Better, which happens also to be the slogan of the Great Reset, coined by its originator and main advocate, World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab. The World Economic Forum meets January 21st this month, and then again in late May 2021. And my goodness, the mischief that's going to go on this year is simply stunning. Brandon, you've actually done some messages on this topic, and I've actually caught them on air. It's a satanic plan. I think you and I would agree on that. It also includes reducing the population and installing the crazy things like the Green New Deal, etc. How do you see it playing out here in 2021?
I see it playing out going on a fast track if Biden and Harris get in, obviously. Mm-hmm. Biden's cabinet was hand-selected, and a lot of his cabinet members, including someone like John Kerry, and John Kerry has been involved in this World Economic Forum for nearly a decade. So this cabinet by Biden has been hand-selected to usher in the Great Reset to America, and it's going to happen this year if Biden gets in. That's what they want. And that means many implications economically for the United States. If I reference back to what J.D. Farag said on that clip mm-hmm. that you played, the only way they can go to this new economic system is you have to destroy the dollar and you have to destroy free market capitalism, and that is exactly what they plan to do. And they plan to do it through what they call modern monetary theory or stakeholder capitalism, in which you infuse into the system more money. You just print it off. The more you print, the more the inflation goes up. They will say, oh no, we can control the inflation, but you can't. More money into the system creates hyperinflation, and that's what will destroy the dollar. There is a prediction that this year the dollar will drop in value by 30%. You're not going to lose the amount of money in your account. You're going to lose the purchasing power.
Right.
They call this new system they want to go to, once they burn down free market capitalism, stakeholder capitalism, but it's nothing more than Chinese capitalism or crony capitalism or collective capitalism. And that will be in which the government and the economic sector and the commercial sector and the businesses are merged together, and that if you want to be a business in this system, you have to play by the rules of the World Economic Forum. You have to go green. You have to be social justice. You have to share your profits. If you want to play ball in the next economy, you have to do what you're told to do.
Pastor Billy Crone, this is pure speculation, the question I'm going to ask, and I might throw it back at Brandon too, depending on time here. Tell me, how much of this that we're laying out here is kind of a expose of what's coming down the pike? It could be as soon as within the next few months. How much do you think the church could see? Now, here's my position. The Great Reset is really the tribulation, but for the Christian, the Great Reset is the rapture of the church. We're taken out of here, away from this insanity, but there could be a setup time here of months to even a few years. But let's speculate. How much could the church see?
Unfortunately, I think most of the church is in the dark. And that's because, Jan, one thing that really opened my eyes with the election cycle that we've gone through is it's very blatant how the tech media, the social media, the news media was guilty of censorship, keeping the truth from people, keeping them in the dark, and feeding them a false narrative so that they will go along with what the big plan is. Again, it wasn't just to get Trump out. It was to do this Great Reset. But believe it or not, Jim, there's been a censorship going on in the church for at least a good 30 years, and that is the apostate church that refuses to teach the Bible, let alone Bible prophecy.
Right.
Because as a Christian and a Christian church should be, and as a Christian shepherd should be, you're supposed to teach the whole counsel of God's word, which includes prophecy. If you were to do that, the church could see this like what we're talking about. This ain't the Great Reset. This is the Antichrist kingdom and the 7-year tribulation. But the church, I think, is in the dark because the church has allowed hirelings in the pulpit who refuse to teach the word of God, and they've dug their own grave. They've been censored from the truth. I think the bulk of the church isn't even going to see this coming, Jan.
The saved members of the church are going to escape via the rapture of the church. I think my speculation is this is a setup here for the tribulation. Look, as we speak, we're seeing this empire be set up right before our eyes. Not only that, at breakneck speed, that old tachometer illustration, everything's revving up.
And what I would say, Jan, is these are the birth pains that Micaiah talked about. We know how birth pains go. We all believe in a pre-tribulational rapture. We're going to be raptured before the tribulation starts. But the rapture doesn't start the tribulation. It's the covenant of the Antichrist with Israel that starts the tribulation. What I would say to people when they ask me how much are we going to see, I just say the closer the rapture is to the tribulation, the more we will see. The further away that the rapture is from the tribulation, the less we will see. So it all depends on the timing of the Lord. It's very possible we could see a lot of setup if the rapture's closer to the tribulation. We've seen a lot so far.
Yeah, and I think that's my question, is how much of the setup might the church see? I think that's the key, is the setup to the reset. As the three of us are speaking, we see it on a daily basis, and we don't know. Again, it's all speculation. Bill Gates has said something very interesting. He said, we won't be back to normal until 2022. By that, he means small business, brace yourself. You're going to be shut down perhaps for the entire new year of 2021. How these movers and shakers and these elitists can say this without a flinch is beyond my comprehension. They have no compassion for millions of people. Their lives absolutely being destroyed, at least their businesses being destroyed.
Jen, you're absolutely right. And you look at the background of a lot of these elites, they live in a whole different world.
Yes, they do.
Literally, not just even economically. Of course, Bill Gates, you do the research with his background, you're going, how could somebody be so callous? You're talking about something that's decimating people's lives, millions and millions of people, and not just economically, but people dying, and you seem to think it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do the research. We've exposed this before in some of our other studies, and guess who his dad was the head of? He was one of the heads of Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So you're dealing with population control people. It's not a conspiracy. It's out there on tape. These elitists are so satanically twisted in their brain, it's gone to their head, that they think that they know better than us, and they're going to rule over the planet.
That's right.
A lie from Satan. They are creating a system, a global system, that will allow them to do that. I've said many times, listen, you don't understand who you're working with, i.e. Satan. Jesus said, John chapter 8, he's not just a liar and the father of lies. He's a murderer, and he's been one from the beginning. And he may have been duping you to use you as a tool to help build the stage for the Antichrist kingdom. And if God didn't come back, but he is going to come back and put an end to this, but if he didn't, you don't understand who you're dealing with. You think you're going to decimate 90% of the population and create this utopia, and whoever gets to live that you decide is going to serve you, and you get to be these kings of the earth? Are you kidding me? If God were to allow it to go to that extreme, Satan would turn on you and kill you. That's who he is.
I want to talk about this when we get back. I've got to take my midpoint break. Both Arutz Sheva, it's a newspaper in Israel, as well as Israel National News, carried a major story. This is in the last few weeks. It says government won't force you to take a vaccine, but Amazon will, airlines will, banks will, and you won't be able to buy, to sell, or to trade without the vaccine. I want to talk about that. Folks, we're going to be doing 2 weeks on this topic, the World Economic Forum, which is hiding in plain sight. That's a case we've tried to make here in the first part of the program. We're going to have a little more encouraging news, too. It might have to wait until next week. So I'm coming back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
We love friendly feedback. Write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In this age of uncertainty, false teaching, and fake news, we are so thankful you trust Understanding the Times Radio. We are pleased to be carrying Dr. Erwin Lutzer's new book, We Will Not Be Silenced, Responding Courageously to Our Culture's Assault on Christianity. You are probably weary of seeing our country being destroyed right before our eyes. Is there anything we can do? Erwin Lutzer offers an explanation and some ways to fight back. He notes that behind the destructive behavior in America is a Marxist agenda. Mobs are trying to not just tear down monuments, they are trying to destroy the very foundation upon which our nation was founded. All that is happening is carefully scripted. Find this book in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call our office Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. It will also be offered in our e- and print newsletters. Sign up online. Once we have wrapped our minds around the truths presented, we must not be silent.
How are they going to tie you to the system? It's the vaccine. And the vaccine is the instrument that they will use to literally merge you with machine and artificial intelligence that will allow them to dictate your body.
We are so thankful for truth-telling pastors today, and that we are privileged to feature two of them today in Understanding the Times Radio. We know you lead busy lives and can always be by a radio. Remember that all programming in both its audio and video format is posted to our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. The video format is also posted to our YouTube channel and also his channel, Christian Television. Now here are Jan and her guest for this week.
So let me turn your attention now to an article found on the World Economic Forum that tells you that they just don't want the economic system to change to a digital currency. Let me tell you all what they're planning to do in this global system, this communal system, this global imperial communal system. The first thing they want is universal health care. They talk about that. And they say, we need to realize that each of us is connected and it's everyone's responsibility to ensure everyone's access to basic health care. So basically, they want universal health care. Folks, understand that universal health care will kill people. It's soft euthanasia. Who's going to pay for this? Health care is not a right. It is a privilege. They want to give everybody on this planet free health care. So who's paying for this? We will be paying for. And then when we run out of money, they will just print up money, and then they're going to run out of money, and the whole system will collapse. This is what happens when you have a Romans 1 mind. You lose common sense. You don't even think economically. So they think this is one of the basic human rights is universal health care. The problem is you can't fund it. Not happening. Then they want universal basic housing. What? Yeah, they want everyone in a sustainable way. There's that term sustainable, equitable, in alignment with our planet, they say. I don't know why they even throw that phrase in, but it tells you they're into creation worship. Just like Romans 1 says, when you don't worship the creator, you will worship the creation. And so they say in alignment with our planet, our shared home, everyone needs to have basic housing. How are you going to do that? Because there's no money. How do you give everyone on this planet basic housing? Who determines the standards and who funds it? They're not thinking economically. Because in communism, socialism, they just take from people and give to others how they want. And they think they're being righteous. They think they're being fair. They think they're being just. And in essence, they're evil because they steal in order to do that.
Welcome back. And folks, the tribulation is rising. It is on the horizon. Now for the believer, that's okay. I mean, we're going to be removed. Yep, the great escape. That's what's going to happen to the church. Unbelievers are going to go through an incredibly awful time. We'll say more about these things as we move along. We're doing a two-part series on the Great Reset, which is hiding in plain sight. You know, it's the World Economic Forum scheme that they're going to be implementing or at least further developing it January 21st this month and then again in late May 2021. Just a couple of comments. We are very active on social media. We're trying to do a little bit more on Parler. Just look up Jan Markell, Olive Tree Ministries. We're still on Twitter. We're still on Instagram. We're still on Facebook, but trying to move over to eventually some more stable outlets. We're having some issues with Google and YouTube. Don't even know if this program will be remaining online, but we do post the video version at our radio link. Just go to olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, and go to radio, and you'll find all our audio and video posted there, as well as his channel, as well as lightsource.com. Now, I want to quickly move here because we got so much to talk about. I want to say something about Pastor Billy Crone's products that we're carrying, and we'll do that here before the hour gets away from us. Gentlemen, in a moment, I do want to play Archbishop Vigano. Believe me, in 20 years of ministry, I've never quoted a Catholic on air because I'm in great disagreement with Catholicism, but the Archbishop is trying to send a warning. He's broken from the Pope. He gets it. He understands this reset, and he's trying to warn the world, and warn the world, frankly, about the Pope as well. And we'll get to that in a moment. Brandon, the Great Reset will remake the world, and in Schwab's words, to create a more inclusive, resilient, and sustainable world going forward. Now, their target is this Agenda 2030. That doesn't mean all of this is going to wait until 2030.
No, that was a long-term goal for them. What they're seeing now is there's no opposition. They have every sector of our society taken over. Education, entertainment, media, big tech, big corp, science, medical now have been taken over, legal. And now they've taken over the churches. So they realize that they were very successful, and now they can put this thing in light speed. They're not going to hold back. What you and I will be seeing this next year is an intrusion in our life, in our government, in our businesses from the UN and the World Economic Forum. This is what I call the form of imperialism. This is what Daniel predicted, why this last beast government was different than all others, because it has imperialism. What you're going to see now is that businesses will be told by UN Task Force, you either have to comply or you're not going to be able to do business. Don't comply, you won't be insured. If you're not insured, you'll lose your license. If you lose your license, you can't do business. You're going to see this imperialism now into our economy coming from outside entities, not coming from the United States. So it has severe implications for small businesses or any corporation.
I want to go back here just for a moment to Joe Biden, who's fully on board with the Great Reset and what that means to America and to the world, and the stunning fact that the campaign slogan for the Biden administration was Build Back Better, which happens to be the slogan for the Great Reset, coined by its originator and the main advocate for the World Economic Forum, who is Klaus Schwab, and he's been the head of this forum for 50 years. I believe it was his idea, and he's going to initiate this upon the whole globe if he lasts that long, and he probably will. Billy Crone, is it any wonder, we kind of referred to this in the first half of the program, that the pushback against Donald Trump was as it was for his entire first 4 years, and then that the election, again, such passionate pushback against the one man standing in the way of implementing the New World Order?
Jen, let me build for you an even stronger case as to why I believe that's true. If you go back a little bit in history, this is nothing new. Let me just demonstrate that with you. Again, what's the premise? The scripture warned us about it 2,000 years ago. There's going to come a one-world government, one-world religion, one-world economy that's going to turn cashless and create a mark of the beast system that will control buying and selling. We saw in our lifetime the pillars of that system being built over the last many decades. We have all of our economies around the world, they've accomplished this, all tied together economically. And what one country does affects others, and so we're all already tied together. We've already seen also a massive major push for a cashless society. And you think about it, I'm guilty of this, how often do I even use cash anymore, even here in the United States of America? So we're not going cashless, we've pretty much become cashless. Do you pay cash for a car or how? No, it's been that way for a while. But in order to get everybody to submit to somebody ruling over that universal global economic system, you have to get rid of individuality. You have to get rid of what Trump said, America first. You got to think globalist, right? The way you do that, again, as we opened the program, was you create a global crisis to get a manufactured outcry. Here's where I'm going with this. I believe that they've tried this earlier with the last global crisis, and that was the economic crash in 2008. In fact, if you look at the quotes of these same entities back then, they were hoping to pull it off them. And you got people like the former prime minister in the UK, Gordon Brown, even got President George W. Bush. You got European Commission people. You got the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, China, Russia, United Nations, banks. I don't have time to get on those quotes. But even the Pope back then were saying, we need to use this economic crisis, the last crash in 2008, and we need to pull off a one-world economy, this Great Reset. Well, Obama got elected right after that, and that's what he inherited from Bush. And what happened? We didn't really see much of an economic recovery. We got prolonged for 8 years with Obama. I think if Hillary had gotten in, then it would have been the nail in the coffin, where they think they are now. But what messed it up, Jan? Hillary did not get in. Trump got in. He comes in with this message that's anti-globalist, pro-America, America first, and he began to do things that we thought was never going to happen in our country, to create an economic engine that brought us back in just a few years as the world economic power. So now the war is on, and that's when they begin to see, I think even as far back then, Trump has got to get out of the way. We have to take this guy out. He won't go along. He's completely anti-everything we're going to do, and that's the mess that we're in right now.
You want to weigh into that, Brandon Holthouse?
I think the evidence is very clear. If anyone takes a rational look at what happened last year, you can see how the plandemic played into our election because they wanted him out so bad. They were willing to commit fraud. The big thing that they wanted was these mail-in ballots. They had the Dominion. They had ballots showing up in different states in the middle of the night. They were not going to allow him to get elected again. You can see how the shutdowns and the lockdowns played into it. So now we're sitting here in America, and 70 million people are wondering what happened. And then the Supreme Court says they don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
And the media doesn't report on it. Jan, they telegraphed back in August and September. They were saying what would go down, that it's going to appear that Trump's going to win, and then all of a sudden Biden's going to win overwhelmingly. How did they know that? Evil telegraphs what it's going to do. Unfortunately, Billy's right. This thing has been a long time coming, and they had had enough. And they were definitely going to make sure Trump never got back in there. So we have the biggest election fraud we've ever had in U.S. history, and no one's doing anything about it.
It's kind of sad. We got two people really speaking out about what we're talking about. I'd like to think it was a very prominent evangelical leader. It happens to be a Catholic archbishop and, quite frankly, a Mormon, Glenn Beck, who are really trying to sound the warning here. Archbishop Carl Vigano. Somehow he is absolutely on top of all of this. He's breaking from Pope Francis. He has sent a warning to President Trump. This is a clip I'd like to play explaining what the archbishop was trying to do.
Monsignor Carl Maria Vigano held a senior position. He was Secretary General governing the Vatican City and up to 2016 was the Pope's ambassador to the United States. Now, 79 years old, he says that he wants to end his days with a clean conscience. He denounces what he has seen and disassociates himself from the Pope. Archbishop Vigano published an open letter to Donald Trump on the 25th of October 2020. In it, he warns that the elites are preparing a world dictatorship. He praises Trump for being the only one who confronts this form of globalization. It begins like this. Mr. President, allow me to address you at this time, in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by global conspiracies against God and humanity. Let us remember that Vigano is a veteran diplomat for the Vatican at the highest sphere. He knows many things, and in this letter it is very clear. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms. Behind the world leaders who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum. We must explain here what the Great Reset is. The World Economic Forum, together with the World Monetary Fund and the UN, planned this great reset of the world economy. Just like when your phone is blocked and you have to restart it. That is a reset. They say that we are in an emergency situation because of global warming and the pandemic, and that it is urgent to restart the global economy another way in order to save the planet. This implies new agreements with the nations. They can pardon countries' external debt in exchange for them accepting that world authority and eliminating the emission of CO2. And they have programmed a grand event in the Davos Forum of January 2021 called the Great Reset, bringing together top-ranking world leaders of these organizations to iron out the details. They assure that this is purely to create a more sustainable and united world, but others see it as yet another step toward the new world order. What Vigano has written is chilling. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of liberticidal measures, hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and cancelling individual debt. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21. The letter continues, the imposition of the vaccination will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID, with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all their assets will be confiscated. Friends, the reality surpasses fiction. It is so inhumane that the mind rejects it, preferring not to believe it. Besides, you will not see this in the news, because the big media outlets cater to globalism. To be honest with you, I believe it because the Bible says it. The book of Revelation describes that future in a globalized world, Revelation 13, 16 to 17. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark. Revelation explains to us that in that situation some will stand on their feet with conviction and courage, holding fast against the current, defending their liberty. God is proud of them. He loves them. He gives them sufficient strength. He gives them the victory. God resolves it, and history ends up very well for them. Read it. Some criticize Vigano because his current whereabouts are unknown. The website infovaticana.com calls him the Archbishop on the run, and others see it as very sensible that he would want to protect himself. That is why Vigano is credible. He could keep quiet and live a comfortable retirement, but he cannot remain quiet. He cannot be an accomplice to these dark plans.
Stunning. I've never played a clip of a Catholic in 20 years, but this man has come forward. He knows what's going on. He's even quoting Revelation 13. Let me give some contact here for my two guests. Reach Pastor Brandon Holthouse at his website, rockharborchurch.net, rockharborchurch.net. You can contact Pastor Billy Crone at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. We're carrying some of Pastor Crone's products, Tribulation Rising, The Jewish People and the Antichrist, which is, I believe, a 10-DVD, 20-lesson DVD set, as well as Hybrid Super Soldiers and The Coming Genetic Apocalypse. We carry that. Again, that's 20-teaching, 10-DVD set. And we carry The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, Modern Technology, and I believe that is about 16-DVD teachings in the set. Find that in my store, olivetreeviews.org, all of those products at olivetreeviews.org. Or give my office a call. You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I think you can hear that my two guests are extremely articulate. We're trying to tackle a very sensitive problem because, quite frankly, we see the tribulation rising right before our eyes. Billy Crone, did you want to respond to the Archbishop's comments there?
If everybody was listening carefully, he brings up what I will call the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He said there that there would come a global health
government. That's right.
See, that's the end game of this great reset. We talked about the problem, reaction, solution. So they created a problem, the COVID-19 so-called global crisis, and I agree with Pastor Brandon, it's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic, especially when you look at something, Jan, that you quoted that has, according to the CDC, a 99.998 mm-hmm. survival rate
correct.
For 70 and below, and 95% survival rate for even above that. So it's a plandemic, so that's the problem. The reaction was destroy America, destroy the economy, and destroy people's lives, where they lose businesses, they lose their jobs. But you got to keep that going for a sufficient period of time so they'll not just be in a constant state of fear, but they'll bow a knee to this system because they don't have anywhere else to turn and to look to them to take care of their economic needs. That's the solution that they want you to cry out for, but it's more than that. It's not just bowing a knee to a one-world economy cashless system. It's about tying you into that system. Well, how are they going to do that? What did he say? There's going to come with this system a global health entity, and you're going, health? Why are they so concerned about health? And even mention vaccination. Because here's what a lot of people aren't catching, Jim. How are they going to tie you to the system? It's the vaccine. And the vaccine is the instrument that they will use to literally merge you with machine and artificial intelligence that will allow them to dictate your body. And some are even saying not just your body with your biometrics and your heart rate and pulse, but even your emotions, your activity, your nutrition, whether or not you've been vaccinated, whether or not you're doing what you're told, as well as it will give you an ID. This goes back to what you'd mentioned, our hybrid super soldiers yep. and the coming genetic apocalypse.
Right.
This is the transhumanist dream. This is the endgame, Jan.
You're right, Pastor Billy Crone. He's absolutely right. Transhumanism is the endgame. But I do want Brandon to be able to weigh in here. Go ahead, Brandon.
Billy's right. As far as these vaccines, that's the tie-in. And if you think about it, the government won't have to force you to do it, even though they might claim to do it. They could just use big businesses to make you do it. You can't fly if you don't have a digital passport. You can't buy at Amazon. You can't go to the grocery store unless you have your digital passport that says you've been vaccinated. What you're seeing is the enforcement is not necessarily going to come from the government. It's going to come from big business.
That is the headline I read about 20 minutes ago, and that's from Arutz Shiva. It's also from Israel National News. These articles are referring to Israel. Headline, government won't force you to take the vaccine. Then the subtitle, Amazon, the airlines, and the banks will. You won't be able, this is still the subheadline, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the vaccine. That's from two Israeli newspapers. Go ahead, Brandon.
So they have forced you into a corner.
Yes.
They say, well, you have the freedom not to take it, but then I can't function in society. I can't go to the grocery store, or I can't go to the movies, or I can't go to a dinner, or even buy tickets at Ticketmaster. They're saying until you have proof that you've been vaccinated. They have figured out how to link big corporation with government and with the UN and World Economic Forum to say, you big businesses are going to be our enforcer. So what am I going to do, go off the grid? What choice do I have? I would have to be able to go off the grid and sustain myself. They've got us in a corner, and they know it.
I'm not here today to be advocating for a vaccine or to not take a vaccine. That's not my role in life. I just don't know how safe this vaccine is. I watched the rollout of it. This would have been a couple of weeks ago on cable news, and you would have thought the Messiah came back, because everyone was so excited that it finally came. The vaccine is finally here. I got a couple concerns. One is, only took months to create a medical product that normally these types of medications and vaccines take literally years under normal conditions. That makes me a little bit nervous. Pastor Billy Crone, I'm not advocating here we say, yes, take it. No, we don't take it. That's not our role. We're ministry leaders. You gentlemen are pastors. How would you, Billy Crone, advise your congregation?
I'm actually getting ready to deal with this from the pulpit. Just bring out the facts to the congregation, as I feel led to do as a shepherd. People are going to have to make up their own individual decision. The facts that I'm prepared to bring to the church is, here's what it is, and this is in print. This is not a conspiracy theory. These vaccines aren't like any normal vaccine. And these vaccines, for instance, Moderna, the version there, but same thing with Pfizer and the other ones, it's called Moderna because, take the word mode and then RNA. These modify your RNA, basically a fancy way of saying they modify your DNA. They are inserted into your body via the vaccine, and it reads the code, the new code they want your DNA to begin to replicate. It's really just genetically modification technology. That's unheard of in vaccines. And then you're right, Jim, the side effects, and this is just in print from Moderna, the high-dose vaccine group got 100% side effects. The low-dose got 80% side effects. And they know from, it's the same technology that they've been using on plants and animals for years, that they get side effects such as increased cancer rates, mutant genes, autoimmune reactions, and et cetera. But this system that they have, it not only modifies your DNA, as crazy as that sounds, they have a process where they say that they're banking on this being a temporary modification of your DNA. But studies are showing that it very well could be a permanent change of your DNA. The problem is there's no long-term studies. As he said, Jen, it's been rushed out, so they don't know. But there's two more elements I got to bring out. One, this is going to sound crazy, folks, but it's all in print. The next part of the delivery system of the vaccines is they have something called a luciferase enzyme. It's spelled just like the name, Lucifer, and A-A-S-E, luciferase, and that speaks to of its bioluminescent qualities. Lucifer, of course, means light-bearer. And believe it or not, that will allow them to mark you. So with this bioluminescent qualities, they will be able to know, even with something as simple as a, quote, iPhone app, whether or not you really did get vaccinated. And then the fourth element is something that sounds crazy. It was developed by DARPA, which stands for the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and it's called hydrogel. Hydrogel is basically a fancy term for nanotechnology, little teeny tiny microscopic little robots. As crazy as that is, that inside your body can assemble and disassemble like little machinery inside you, that, listen, connects you wirelessly to artificial intelligence. And this is back where the bishop says that they're going to create this health utopia. And with this technology all loaded into the vaccine, they will be able to monitor your blood sugar, oxygen, blood pressure, again, your location. You're not just identified with a marking device, a number device, but they even say, Jen, as crazy as this is, they'll know your emotions. They'll even know your thoughts, is what some of the reports are coming out. But they pitch it like this. But see, that's where we come in. You see, when we see that you're experiencing negative emotions or you're scared, we'll, quote, fix that for you. Yeah. It's basically thought police, total absolute control, because people got set up not just to bow a knee to an economic system, but a system, as Pastor Brandon said, forced you into getting tied into the system via the vaccines.
Folks, we're going to continue our discussion next week. Again, remember, the great reset for the Christian is the rapture of the church. The Christian is not going to be dealing with some of the things we're talking about here. We don't know the cutoff point, nor do we know how much we may have to go through. But ultimately, the great reset for the believer is the rapture of the church. But you do not want to be left behind, folks. For that time known as the tribulation and the great tribulation, you'd need to get your eternal destination ready, even today. And that is only possible by becoming a child of the King of Kings. Ask Jesus Christ to become your Lord and Savior today. Won't you do that? And know your eternity is sure, because the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. We are going to extend our discussion into next week with my two guests, Pastor Billy Crone, getalifemedia.com, and Pastor Brandon Holthouse, rockharborchurch.net. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. We'll talk to you all next week.
We'll sing forever, bowing before you.
In this new year, write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Prayer support is just as essential to us as is financial support. If today's headlines overwhelm you, see them through the lens of the Bible and know that everything is falling into place.